Welcome back to Giants.com. I am John Schmelk. Today we're joined by the one and only Paul Dottino, and it's time for another Giants.com mock draft. And Paul, let's see how we played out this first round. I call this the Giants' worst case scenario. Why? No quarterbacks in the first 11 picks of this draft. And that means a lot of the names a lot of Giant fans have heard about as likely picks for the Giants are no longer on the board. I'm talking about Terrell Lewan, Mike Evans, Aaron Donald, Zach Martin, Eric Ebron, Anthony Barr. All these guys gone in the top 11.
Well, you know, John, I think as I look at these folks here, Ebron is the one probably least likely to fall here. All of the other guys, I'd say they have some possibilities. There is some logic to all of these other teams taking these other players.
So let's take a look at who the Giants' what options would be in this particular scenario. As the Giants take a look at the guys left on the board, if those top 11 are gone, let's take a look at the categories. We'll start on offense and a couple of guys that can help the Giants outside replace Akeem Nicks.
Well, you know, you're talking about the wide receivers in Beckham and Lee. Now, here's my thing. I'm not taking a wide receiver in the first round unless maybe Evans drops down, and we already kind of think he's not going to. I don't think there's any other first round number 12 overall wide receiver in this draft. In fact, I think, John, the Giants can get a productive wide receiver as late as the fourth round. I also think the Giants could get a wide receiver at the end of free agency if they want to enhance depth. So I'm not taking a receiver at number 12.
Well, one of the areas, and I will cross that out then, if Paul does not like wide receiver. So we're going to take a look now at the offensive line, an area the Giants really tried to improve over the course of the offseason. They added a bunch of veterans in free agency, but there are some very talented offensive linemen in this draft, even with Lewan off the board, even with Zach Martin off the board. You have a traditional offensive tackle in Morgan Moses, and then a guy in Joel Bitonio that can swing from tackle to guard.
All right, John, you left me with a very difficult situation here because Moses and Bitonio are probably not even middle first-round picks. At the very highest, these guys are late first-rounders. In all likelihood, Bitonio is a second-round pick. To go for either one of those at 12 is a huge reach, and that would basically be saying the Giants feel they need help on the offensive line, and they've got to take somebody that doesn't belong there. You can cross both of them off.
And obviously, Jerry Reese likes to pick best player available. If you don't think either of those guys are worth the pick, we'll take them off the board. Paul, do you think there is another offensive lineman past Lewan and Martin that could be there at 12 the Giants will consider? You think once those two guys are gone, there's a pretty big drop-off?
Well, you know what, John? We're all assuming that Robinson and Matthews will be gone in the top six. Quite frankly, I think they should be. If you assume then that Lewan and Martin are going to be the next two, if they're both gone by 12, I don't think the Giants can afford to reach for an O-lineman at that point.
Let's go to defense. The Giants add a lot of help in free agency on the defensive side of the ball, especially in the secondary. But they can still use some help at the linebacker position. They brought back John Beeson, Paul. These are two guys that played middle linebacker in college, but some project them to weak side at the NFL level. They can both run to the football and tackle.
John, I'm looking at my notes here, and one of the things I wrote down for Mosley, coming off of a knee problem at one point, at number 12, that's a little bit too high risk for me. I believe that he should be a late first-round pick. I don't see the value there, and if you're going to go best player available, I don't think he would be that guy on Jerry's board at that point. So I'm passing on him. Shazer's an interesting prospect because an outside linebacker, and my note on him says he'd be better suited for a 3-4. The Giants play a 4-3. I don't know that I like him in the Giants scheme. It doesn't mean he's a terrific player, not a terrific player. Doesn't mean he's not worth this ballpark. Just don't think he fits the Giants.
Wow. So we're going to do another big X here?
Yes.
All right. Let's go to the secondary. Now, this is a position of strength for the Giants, Paul. But we have two defensive backs here, which some people have said could go as early as the top 10. You have Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, a junior safety at Alabama, and Justin Gilbert, the senior corner out of Oklahoma State.
You know, John, this is where it gets really tough for me because you know as well as all the fans out there, I really would love to see the Giants get one of those four premier offensive linemen up top. And so I'm looking here and I'm saying to myself, well, these are probably the next best guys. Gilbert, to me, has unbelievable measurables. He ran a 4.28 at one time in the 40. He's got incredible length, terrific cover skills, closes on the ball very, very quickly. You know what, John? There's a lot to like about him, and you don't get a chance to draft this kind of skill at cornerback too often because you'd like to think you're going to be picking lower in the first round because you have a better record. Interesting, interesting prospect. Clinton Dix, my problem with picking a safety at number 12, John, it's a phobia. what happened with Kenny Phillips. Many years before that, Sean Williams. Number one draft picks. I have a problem with safeties this high. That's not to say he's not a terrific player. In fact, when I looked at my notes on him, I said, hey, terrific center fielder, great potential. Think he's going to be a really good player. I think he's a late first-round guy. I don't think the value's there at 12.
Well, then, Paul, I think we have the answer. Who do you like for the Giants' first-round pick? If you are Jerry Reese, and thank goodness you're not, by the way.
I think we do have the answer. It would be, at this point, it would be one, Justin Gilbert, the cornerback. And why am I taking him more than anybody else, John? It's about value right here. I'm going to emphasize that best player available scenario, whereby you look at this guy and you say to yourself, look, in college, you didn't play a lot of press coverage at the line, didn't play a lot of jam, and that's what we think the Giants want to do this year. So he may not fit the system perfectly, but I think he's got an incredible skill set. And when you have an opportunity to draft a 6-foot corner who can run a 4.28, who's got terrific length and explosion to the ball, you've got to take him.
And the Giants, unfortunately, in the past, have had a bad string of luck in terms of cornerbacks getting injured. So the old saying goes, you can never have enough cornerbacks.
True.
Paul, appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
You got it, John. Thank you.
For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us for this mock draft on Giants.com. We'll see you next time.
Watch Giants First and 10 Draft Special Thursday at 8:30 on MSG and Giants.com.